So today is the day where we shift to letting go of the structured schedule. So all of those of you who have been doing the intermediate periods between breakfast and lunch, the bell ringing in those periods, the practice leaders, those no longer need to happen. There'll be a schedule. There either already is the schedule posted, the new schedule, which, you know, looks like this. It's shorter. It's got less on it. And there's also been a new bell ringing schedule that's created, that there's some of you that still need to do the bell ringing for certain sittings. So the structure of the day is now that we continue to gather with a bell. You know, the wake up bell will still happen. The bell for the 6 a.m. sitting will still happen. And the only practice leader, Jim, thank you for doing the morning sitting, will continue to be leading that morning sitting to end the sitting at 6:40 for us to all do the service leader work. So that will all continue as usual. And there'll be also, we need the bell for this session. That one needs to continue. After this session ends, there will be no structure in the hall, no bells until lunchtime. And we need a volunteer who would be willing to be the lunch bell ringer for the remainder of the retreat. Because, you know, we're not going to, previously we've been in here, you know, the bell has rung in here and you know that's when it's time for lunch. But many of you may be out kind of further afield walking or doing something and not be so aware of the time. And so we would like to have somebody to ring the bell, you know, outside the building, inside the building. And in particular, potentially, you know, be sure to come up here and ring outside the meditation hall. You know, the little chime bell, just ring it outside the meditation hall in that round that you make. So is somebody willing to do that for the remainder of the retreat?
I can do it, but not today. Okay,
so that would be every day at that time. So is there somebody who's willing to do it who doesn't have an 11 o'clock group? That's probably a better option because it's for the remainder of the retreat. So somebody who's willing to do it. Thank you, Lisa. And check in with the kitchen mentor, Chris, this week and Anne next week before you ring the bell. Is that, or do you just want him to ring it at 12:15, Chris? Okay. So ring at 12:10. You start the... Right, right. Okay, so, and so, you know, that's the bell to call you to the line, and then the cooks will ring their bell as usual. So, yeah, great. Thank you, Lisa. The community thanks you for this. And so then, you know, after lunch, we again have, we'll need the bell to call people to the sitting for the 4 o'clock Dharma offering. So whoever is doing that already. And then, do we have, oh, and the supper begins kind of as it has, you know, we have the Dharma talk and then there's the half an hour period. That'll be just as it's been. And then there'll be the bell to bring people to the hall at 9 o'clock for the evening reflection. So that's our structure, which is much less structured than it has been. I think most of you have explored this kind of unstructured practice because most of you have done this style of retreat before. I'll just, you know, offer a few reminders. You know, there can be a little bit of a, you know, some aversion to the shift of schedule, or actually many of you are probably really going, yay, at this point. But those of you who have not done it as much, you know, just be aware that the hall is now a place where people come and go. There's not the... container during a sitting where everybody stays. You know, some people will be coming in, some people will be leaving while you're sitting. And, you know, just including that as part of your practice, you know, the hearing, the sounds. It's just part of your practice. Notice the attitude, notice the relationship. And then another piece around, you know, how long do you sit? You know, you don't have a bell, you don't have to wait for somebody to let you go. This is a place of exploration. This is a part of the practice. It becomes part of the practice to be curious about what is supportive. Is walking more supportive right now? Is sitting more supportive right now? So just playing with that. I won't go into too many details. If some of you in the groups have some questions about that, some of those of you who are newer to this, I'm happy to talk to you about that in terms of kind of ways to explore it. I'm saying it this way because largely this is a group of people, of practitioners who have done this style of practice before and have met this kind of form. The other piece I'll emphasize is that this can actually be a support for continuity. Continuity is important here. And that's what the whole thing that we're cultivating is, the continuity of the practice, the continuity of the mindfulness. And this can really be a support, because every time you choose to get up, it's useful to know, you know, the mind has a thought arises in the mind. It's time to stop sitting. Notice that that has happened. So it can really support the continuity. Be aware of the intention to shift from sitting to walking, from walking to sitting. Be aware of the motivation of why you're shifting from sitting to walking, walking to sitting. That checking into the motivation can be really revealing. It can really support the continuity, and sometimes it can get a little bit loose. So just notice how it is for you. If it feels like it gets spacey, like, oh yeah, there's no structure, I just like wander around, like, maybe give yourself a little bit of structure.